He says, no, I've arranged with all the doctors so that I can go and donate the blood, because they said the son needs blood. I will go and donate those blood then and go to the crusade. When you go to hospital and find the blood there, then they will put it to my son. They agree. Then he drove and go to the crusade. The crusade was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He finished on Sunday. And the child was supposed to go and see the doctor on Friday. Well, fine, the women who took the child to the doctor. That's all right, they do all the necessary things and put the blood. Then Sunday when he came, in the crusade, he was preaching about what? Forgiveness. That was the theme of the conference. He was preaching about what?
Forgiveness.
Then when he came back, now in this man, he said, well, my son was not well, man. Let me rush and come earlier at home so that I can see my child. He was happy as a man, agreed with his wife. When he came to the gates were locked, those synchronized gates. You use the remote control. Then he said, bah, 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 bah. The gate is not open. Bah, 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 bah. The gate is not open. Then suddenly the woman came out and opened the gate. Then he packed the car. After packing the car, he was expecting a very good hug from my wife. Instead of getting a hug, he got a clap. Hey. Ah. Why are you eating me? Foolish man, foolish pastor. How on earth can you go and preach when your son is sick? Now that problem comes again. We have agreed, dear brother. Now, after she cleared him, she went to the room. Now the man was even in problem. What did he happen? Then he became what? Angry. Then he went inside. Instead of eating, he didn't eat anything. He went to the apartment and go to sleep and lock the door and sleep there. Now, at night, when there was the woman wanted to go and sleep in the room, he locked the room. Then after locking the room, the woman knocked and said, open for me. He said, no, I don't want to see you. You cannot slap me. You know, in our culture, a woman is not allowed to smoke.
Yeah.
That was the law. Then the woman, I don't know what happened to the woman. She decided to say no. Daddy, forgive me. Forgive me, Daddy. He said, no, I'm not going to forgive you. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to your parents. I'm going to tell your parents what you've done. Then the woman, in that kind of a remorse, she decided to sleep on the door. Then she slept there. In the morning, he wake up. Now, all the night was thinking where to start. To my parents. To her parents. Then in the morning, she wake up. He wake up, he opened the door, he found the woman sleeping here. Jump that woman. Get into the car. It was Toyota Corolla, the pictures in the front. Then on the way, he phoned his parents. Hey, Papa, I'm so disturbed. He said, what? Hey, my wife slept me last night. You slept what? You? That is contrary to her law. She must come back to the village and taught the doctrines. Now he got support. Then he got what? Support from the parents. Then he phoned the mother-in-law. Then they were happy, they didn't know what they did. My son-in-law, how are you? He said, no, don't call me my son-in-law. Your daughter slapped me last night. They said, no, no, not our daughter. We never taught her that. Say, hey, slap me. Say, no, bring her. Now, two support. Now he's free, now he's driving.
Yeah.
He's driving now. Hey, come with that. Because he was happy now, he said, I must go and buy two sheep. One to that family, the other one to that family. He come out of the road, he go to another road, and the truck comes. He get under the truck. Two! Stolen wheel came here and opened this bridge. Then the driver knew the pastor, the driver of the truck. form the wife.
Hey.
And say, hey, we are contracting this very serious accident and your husband is involved. The woman didn't want to hear where she started to run. She started to run. Then the driver started to direct her, say, hey, she said, no, I'm coming. Say, I'm coming with what? Because it's too far about from here like Kilokwane.
Mm-hmm.
But she felt the car would delay her. She ran on the freeway. Fortunately, she got the lift. When she arrived there, she found that man, the ambulance were already there, taking the man. Then she gets into the ambulance with her, with him. Then he's now in a coma. Drove, go to the provincial hospital. Then the woman said, no, this hospital is not right for my husband. Let me take you to the private clinic. Then he phoned and arranged for another ambulance for the paramedics and all those. Then it's when the man dies, man. Then when that other ambulance come, then that guy says, Pastor, I saw two angels carrying me out. And I saw my wife praying and refusing to say, you dead, you are not going to take my husband. In the name of Jesus, I command you, Satan, leave my husband. This is not a dying person. He is the son of the living God. He's saving God. He's the pastor. You Satan, she's busy interceding for him. She's busy interceding. Then he says, I saw the two angels carrying me out. But she couldn't see me that I'm being carried out. Then they said within a tip of an eye, they were standing in a bottomless place. And now they asked those two angels, because they were, he realized them because they were wearing white and they've got feathers. He says, who are you? Those two angels responded, one says, I'm Miss. The other one said, I'm Grace. We are assigned to carry the Christian when they die.
Yeah.
I said, no, where I am now? They said, no, you are in paradise.
Mm.
You are in heaven. So they have heaven, yeah. They said, no, I'm going back. So the other angel will come and pick you and show you where to go. Mm. Within the tip of an eye, the other angel come wearing white but doesn't have what? Wings. Then they said, Daniel, do you know where are you now? He says, I don't know. The other two angels says, I am in the paradise. They said, no, you are not in the paradise, but you are in heaven.
Mm.
Come, let me show you.
Mm.
Then he says, they show you in paradise.
Mm.
He said, I saw a number of people wearing white, worshiping God in style.
Amen.
They're saying you are holy.
Yes.
You are holy.
Mm.
When the hands go together, you are holy. Non-stop. He said, then after that, he take him to another place. He said, this is the mansion that Jesus says, I'm going to build a house for you, all my children. He said, it's a very big mansion.
Yeah.
It started from the bottom. I cannot see where it started. And up to the horizon, you can not see where it ends. But it's a very big house. He says it's the house of the children of God. Then he took me to a prison. He says, what is it? Is it hell or what? He said, no. Hell is not yet that.
Yeah.
It's only a prison that yet. Hell will be made when the day of judgment arrives. This is the prison. Those non-believers, they are arrested here, according to their deeds.
Hey.
He says inside of that prison, there was another room where people eat their own flesh.
Hey.
And once you eat your flesh, it manifested again, you eat it within the tip of an eye, just like that. Others, they are insulting one another, those insult people. Those who steal, thieves, they are in their own category, they are stealing.
Hey.
Then the problem was that when he says, now I will, that angel says, I want to open your eyes so that you can see other people that you know. That man says, I saw the pastor who baptized me.
Amen.
And he says, Pastor, That pastor behind, when he dies, he left the congregation of 5 million people. Church, are you getting this?
Amen.
That pastor left how many people? Daniel says, no, God, that cannot happen. That is my spiritual father. He said, it's a devil. He said, what about those 5 million? The angel says, if they don't repent, they will follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't understand. And it's like that.
Yes.
He said he was a man of God. Yes, he was looking like a man of God. But his works was not of God. Hallelujah. There are churches that will look like they are serving God.
Yeah.
There are churches that will convince you that they are serving God, but they are taking you to hell.
Hallelujah.
I don't want you, sir. I don't want to make you be afraid. Yeah. We have a discernment spirit. That will help us.
He said, no.
Listen. After that, he said, where am I going? He asked the angel, no, I saw you, where am I going? He said, no, I can't tell you where I'm going, which means I will take you to all the gates. I will take you to all the gates, and those gates are synchronized with your life.
Yeah.
When you stand next to the gate, and the gate open, which means you look there. Hey, you know what's the center's gate? When you come here, the gate in heaven is like that. He said, the angel says, let's start with the gates of hell, the gate of prison. He says, when he comes next to the gate open.
You.
He said, no, not me. I'm not going there. He said, no, your life is synchronized with that life.
Yeah.
He said, no, last week I was preaching. Yes, you were preaching the long gospel.
Yeah.
You were preaching what you cannot practice.
Yeah.
Do you want people to take what you are preaching while you cannot do it? Go. Immediately he saw some other person, but he clarified it's a devil. He says, come, my son. Come, this is your place. Hey, he says, I said, you don't believe me. He said, come, your life belongs to you.
Hey.
He says, the devil reminded him the issue of fighting with his wife. Mm-hmm. I said, do you remember your wife? That night, when she left on the door, she asked forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And you were preaching about forgiveness in the crusade. Mm-hmm. You tell the people, forgive, so that if you don't forgive, you're not going to forgive. And so I'm not going to forgive.
Yeah.
If you cannot forgive others, why should you want us to forgive you?
Amen.
He says, I started to roll down and say, no, God forgive me. He said, yeah, we don't ask forgiveness.
Yeah.
You ask forgiveness on earth.
Yeah.
He says, no, God forgive me. He said, that angel went away from me. The devil come and his demons. They are carrying me now into the prison. Hey. Fight. I don't belong to you. But after nearly 15 minutes, that fight, that angel turned back and came and said, Daniel, do you think we are wrong? He says, no, you are not wrong. It's me who was wrong. He said, okay, the only last chance that I can give you is to go back on earth.
Yeah.
Go back on earth. Mm. When you arrive there, go and ask forgiveness from your wife.
Yeah.
And after that, go and preach about hell. Say hell is here.
Yeah.
And go to the 12 million in that church. Stand on the pulpit. Tell them that their pastor is in hell.
Hey.
And remember, in that midst, the woman was busy what? Interceding. That lady was busy interceding. Then the angel says, because of the mercy of your wife, the same wife that you rejected that night, she is the one who is interceding for you.
Yeah.
And we are honoring her prayer. That's why We are giving you the last chance because of her prayer.
Mm.
Just imagine if your partner is not praying for you.
Hey, hey.
Just imagine if that lady decided to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Eh? That man would have been in. So I encourage you, pray for your partner.
Hallelujah.
Please, please. Mm. That's what the Bible says, continue to pray for your. Finally, the Bible says when Jesus came out of the water, I want you to understand this one because it's going to happen. Jesus, when Jesus came out of the water, it's according to verse 15, then he saw what? When he came out of the water, the heaven opened.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah.
Jesus and John the Baptist saw that.
Yeah.
Then he saw the Spirit of the Lord descending like what?
Yeah.
And if you can see to now to John, he's looking upon it.
Mm.
He's coming down. Now, this is the indication that all who are properly baptized, they shall come the Spirit from heaven. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon their life.
Yes.
And that Spirit is the one that is going to change your
life.
Amen. Your life.
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Amen.
The same Spirit. That's why John saw the Spirit and Jesus saw the Spirit.
Mm.
But here is the unfortunate part. I don't know. I must see the Spirit. If I don't see it, I will be baptized.
Hallelujah.
I will be baptized not till I see the Spirit that gives me consolation.
Amen.
Because if I don't see the Holy Spirit, how can I be convinced that you are properly baptized? Because remember, if that Spirit doesn't come upon you, it will be difficult for you to be baptized by fire. You will be seeing Pasco.
Yeah.
Other people baptized by what?
Fire.
Normally we do a baptism of fire in the church once a year.
Amen.
Because you need to be baptized by fire according to the word of God. The reason why you are baptized by fire, it means your presence must be felt wherever you go. Without fire, when we arrive there, we must feel, yeah, this is the child of God.
Amen.
If we go speak about you,
amen,
we started to confess, no, it's not to me, it's not to one.
Hallelujah.
When you arrive to satanic people, when we sit next to them, they must take their chair.
Amen.
So we will know that they are feeling something.
Yeah.
As a child of God, people must feel something.
Mm. Hallelujah.
When you feel the application of your employment with your parents,
amen,
when that manager touches it, he will feel,
yeah,
the fire.
Amen.
Instead of checking all the details, he will say, no, this one, call for the appointment.
Amen.
Call for the interview.
Amen.
This one.
Amen.
Remember, you will be alone in that office.
Mm-hmm.
With the fire.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Even if you don't read the qualification, but they will say, this one is right.
Mm.
No, this one. This one is right. It's when the Holy Spirit is right.
Amen.
The Muslim, we are one of the Mugai. Umushumoni.
Yeah.
Yes. Ufemu, Mungwe Meneja, Jitore, Marabundu, Rama, Apointa, Hani, Maraman, Mungwe, Zobu, Dugu. You can tell if you qualify, but we feel you are the right candidate.
Amen.
Fire. It's fire.
Yeah.
You need to have that fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, I must see what? And you must see the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Ah. Ofe the little letter, maybe? Mudzimubara, this is my beloved son in whom I am fully pleased. Even you today, your baptism, God is going to say the same thing.
Amen.
I'm saying to you, even today, when you come out of the water, God will say the same thing.
Amen.
Because you are holy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until you partake your first Holy Communion tomorrow, then it's the way things will start to mesalize, change. Baba, I want to have a good Mr. Nari. Mr. Nari, you're going to be a good man. When you were how? How did you want to
Amen.
Because you must change. The old Nari, Nari, you're going to be a blind. But I want to know much is an abundant news. Hallelujah. Now, lastly, then what happened after baptism? Matthew 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there.
Amen. The devil. Hallelujah. I want to hold that. Jesus was do what?
Was led
by the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, if you are not properly baptized, God cannot lead you somewhere.
Amen.
Even if you will go and start a church, you are starting in your own church.
Amen.
After baptism, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord drove Jesus to the wilderness to be tested. After this water, you are going to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't know what kind of a test I want to come up with, but you are going to be tested. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God must test you and prove that really you were baptized. But I pray to the living God that you must not be tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. I will pray for the Lord because I'm a spiritual father. I will pray for you. Because sometimes you will be tested 40 days and 40 nights. From 40 days, nothing will happen in your life.
Hey.
It's when the Spirit is at work.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know the verse 12. The same verse 12.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and returned to Galilee.
Now you can see after test, after that 40 days and 40 nights, now he started to preach. He started his own church. But no one
Amen.
Now he started to hear what had happened to John. It's that time when he sent the messengers, tell John that the sick are healed.
Yeah.
The blind are seeing. The people are walking.
Hallelujah.
Which means you are going to start preaching the good news. You don't just go and preach the good news without the proper channel.
Yeah.
Remember in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says what? Wait in Jerusalem. Wait in Jerusalem for the what? For the power of the Holy Spirit come upon you so that you can be my witness all over the world.
Yes.
Which means he didn't want them to go without power.
Yes.
So you cannot go without power. And you can go with your own power, fine.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can stop you. You can start that church with your own power, fine.
Hey.
Nobody can stop you. But go with the power of the Lord. Wait for the power from above. Wait for the power from heaven that will equip you.
Amen.
My question was, why Jesus didn't want people to go and preach the good news? People were ready to preach. People were itching to start churches, but they say, wait. Wait in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because if you do, you will do your own things, and it will not be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, what legalized your Christianity? Before I come to the benefit, what legalized your Christianity in the book of Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 to 8?
Book of what?
Huh?
Book of what? Which book?
The First John. First John. First John chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. Quickly, let's do it quickly.
And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son. And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in water and by shedding his blood on the cross. Not by water only,
okay,
but by water and blood and the Spirit.
Okay.
And also, and the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it with his testimony. So he have these three witnesses.
I want you to underline these three witnesses on earth. Yes, continue.
The Spirit,
yes,
the water, and the blood.
Mm.
And all three agree. Since we believe human testimony, surely
that
we can
verse
believe.
What?
Verse 9.
No, I said before verse 8. I want you that the last verse 8, it says the three will agree of your life. If those three refuse you, I don't know what is going to happen. The Bible says, these three on earth, not the three in heaven, the three on earth must agree. What are they? The water, the Spirit, and the blood. Now, I want to explain a little bit. The water today will testify upon your life.
Mm-hmm.
Today the water is going to do what?
Testify.
That you will be baptized.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, if I don't see the Spirit, which means the Spirit will testify to the water.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
I must see the Spirit that will help to testify that the water said yes. He was inside of my own me.
Yeah.
And the Spirit will say, yes, I came upon him.
Yes.
Tomorrow, the blood will say, he dragged me.
Yes.
And the three will do what? And they will be in agreement. Those three things, they will be the one that will take you to heaven. Because by virtue of doing those three, it means you will fulfill the what? Salvation. That's why normally we want to baptize you, you receive the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
And that's why I don't want excuse tomorrow for you not to partake Holy Communion. Because it shall be the first Holy Communion when it is brought by your spiritual father. You can eat the following all Holy Communion in different churches, but that one tomorrow you must partake.
Yeah.
This one tomorrow is going to do what? To fulfill you. But what about? I want you to hear this. This is the dangerous statement. Huh? This is a very serious dangerous statement. Because I will say, remember, in your life, when your works are tested by fire, eh? If you argue, I will be called. Actually, portable, but I already caught you whenever you go argue or don't feel no one attends. As well, I forgot the Natanzi album.